Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We're streaming live on the free Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn. And you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf. They're the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. We're going to connect with our pal Chris Russell coming up in a little over an hour. He'll join us at 8:25. Kevin McCarthy on the movies at 9:45. Superman crushed it at the box office.
I know that we were talking about it during one of the breaks. I guess the veterans report next week, maybe next Tuesday. The rookies, I think, report this week. We're basically there, buddy.
We're pretty close.
Got to get through this week.
Take all your beach stuff. Throw it up in the attic. That's over.
Not at
football
all.
Football season, buddy.
I have a beach trip in a month. What are you talking about?
I'm just saying, it's football season, buddy.
I understand.
We're like about 3 or 4 days away from full on football.
Season. I'll be down in the Carolinas on my beach trip when they're playing preseason games.
Yeah.
Wow. Nice. Well, it's going to stay hot.
Yeah.
I'll tell you that. I just walked by and the TV was on. I saw Tucker Barnes talking about
how hot
it's going to be.
I don't know. I honestly don't know which is worse. The heat here with the humidity or the dry heat in Vegas. I mean, I walked out of the Paris casino a few days ago. It was 110 degrees.
Yeah.
110.
At what time?
This is probably 4:30 or 5 o'clock in the afternoon.
Okay.
I mean, here's when you know your city stinks, where you have to have the amusement park mist sprayers on the rails of like the restaurants that are on the Vegas Strip. Just to keep you alive, walking from one block to the next. It's absurd. I think that heat is worse than this heat. I would rather deal with the humidity and the mugginess than 110 degrees.
When you're there, and I've been there before for the World Series of Poker, when you're there in the middle of July, you get out of your cab, you go outside, you can barely breathe.
Brutal.
And that's not the case here.
When you were in your heyday of running cakes, when you did the marathon and you were training with Chris more regularly, did you run in Vegas?
Did I run in Vegas?
I know you ran one time like at the Borgata where it was like almost a hurricane.
I ran three times on this trip, but I ran in the morning. I woke because my body is still on East Coast time. I would wake up at 6 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
I would put on my clothes
go
run at 6:30. When it's a normal temperature, when it's like 83 to 85 degrees outside.
It probably didn't feel bad at all.
It was perfect.
Yeah.
It was great. All the drunks are in the casino, and I had basically the whole strip to myself, me and a few meth head tweakers. Mm-hmm. I would go do a run, come back, and then I was good. And then 4 hours later, it's the surface of the sun outside in Vegas.
But yesterday.
That hot.
Yesterday, I walked my dog, and then I brushed her outside.
Okay.
Because she's got pounds of fur that comes off her.
You don't want that in your house.
And then I picked some weeds.
Okay. Brutal.
Right? It was terrible. But after I was done, I don't know, it was probably 45 minutes of being outside. You would have thought I ran a half marathon.
Yeah, of course.
My shirt was just drenched.
Saturated.
Well, imagine golfing Saturday and Sunday.
No, I can't even imagine that. I played nine on Friday. I dropped Eric off at the airport at Dulles.
Uh-huh.
And he goes, hit him straight. Because I was supposed to play. I played nine. I said, this is brutal.
I almost had to do something I said I would never, ever do. Because I was in Vegas a little longer than I expected.
Mm-hmm.
I was starting to run out of clean clothes.
Yeah.
I almost had
Did you go to a dry cleaner?
No, I almost had to go to a Ross Dress for Less, which was like two blocks away from the casino.
That was the closest discount store.
And I said,
need some underwear?
No, I can't do it. And luckily, I went home the next day.
Most hotels have some sort of dry cleaning service.
I think they do, but yeah. I wasn't going to pay $90 or whatever it is to do two loads of laundry.
Is that what they were charging?
I don't know, but I'm sure it was astronomical. I'm sure
it's cashing though.
Yeah, but you know what else I'm doing? I'm paying $30 for a salad with chicken on top of it because I'm in Vegas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
everything's expensive. Yeah. Everything.
Yeah.
$7 cups of coffee.
Hey,
with breakfast.
You paid for your San Diego trip and your Vegas trip, and then you made some on top.
I don't know. I think you might be wrong. I think you're thinking that I stuffed the entire $17,500 in my pocket. That was not the case.
No, but you won about six.
I think.
I won about a little over, around six.
Six, right? That paid for your San Diego trip.
Once I do my taxes, it's going to be about six, roughly.
Right, but my point is your San Diego trip, which wasn't a full week,
mm-hmm.
and your Vegas trip combined was probably around that.
Probably around that, yeah.
You're fine. No one's worried about
it. I'm fine.
You're fine.
I'm fine. I'm not complaining.
Yeah.
Oh, it sounds like it.
Well, I complain a lot, but I don't think I'm complaining right this exact very
second. He's complaining about the weather. He complained about the prices.
Well, it's 110 degrees.
I know.
I think I deserve
but
to
you,
complain
but
about
But you know what? You knew that going in.
Sure.
You knew you weren't going to be outside much.
Totally knew that.
Valdez, what were you going to say?
Hey, did you get 35% out of the entire $17,000?
No, out of the profit.
Yeah,
I don't. The $10,000 goes back.
I don't think Cakes' score is as big as Jason thinks.
I thought it was 35% of the 17.5.
No.
No.
Okay. The initial $10,000 goes straight back to the backing group.
Yes.
It was 35% of 7,500.
Correct.
Oh, okay. All right.
Then you have flights and $30
salads. I didn't know that. I thought it was 35% of the whole thing.
And I had to switch my flight because I was dumb and I scheduled it for Wednesday because I was like, I'll be done by Wednesday. Play till Thursday.
Cakes.
And I had to spend an extra $285 on a flight.
Why'd you just tell me after you do taxes it would be about six?
Because I got confused for a second. Cakes. My brain is still a little scrambled.
It was probably half
that. It was like $4,200.
All right.
Did you lose money?
Did I lose money?
Did you lose money on this trip?
On this
total?
Trip, no, but it's probably close.
You probably broke even.
It's probably close.
What do you mean?
Well, he got 35% of 7,500. It's like $3,000. Not even.
They gave me a little extra, to deal with the tax ramifications.
And then you had the flight and the food.
Yeah.
So you're paying
hotel.
So you're paying.
Came home with a couple bucks in your pocket.
Yeah. Well, and plus he lost money. Remember, he said he'd be. Didn't you play in another tournament and you lost?
Oh yeah, I lost.
In a cash game,
$250.
Yeah.
Like that.
Hold on.
$150 like that in the cash game.
All right, so that's $400 right there.
Yeah, I probably broke even or maybe made a little bit of money.
So you got 35% of the $7,500, but you're paying the full taxes on the $7,500 too.
Yes, but they gave him extra money on top of
to cover
whatever
that.
The 35% was to cover the tax burden.
Right. So he said they gave him about $4,200.
Yeah.
All right. So that didn't cover both.
It's pretty
trips.
Close. If you do the line items, add it all up, it's pretty close.
But you had fun.
I had a great time. It's a great life experience. I wasn't expecting to even make money.
Also, you're throwing in his San Diego trip. That has nothing to do with anything.
No, we're talking about the Vegas trip.
No,
you added everything up from the Vegas trip.
You mean from room and board and flight?
Flight, food.
Drinks.
Other poker buy-ins,
yeah.
Life leaks.
Did you lose a ton in those other games?
No. I lost $250 in a daily deep stack,
nothing.
And then $150 in the cash
that's
game.
That's nothing. You lost $400.
I did win on a slot machine on the way out, so that's add another $53 on the ledger on the positive side. Because I was a degen, I was like, I had extra time in the airport. Of course, I'm going to feed $20 into the one arm bandit and hit it.
Outside of the rush of potentially winning a lot more money, 7 days in Vegas for $1,000 sounds like absolute torture.
No, it was about the experience and trying it out for the first time.
It's the chase.
Yes.
It's the chase, but when you get home and the endorphins are gone.
Yeah, okay, later.
You know, and you're like, oh, that's kind of a waste of time.
Well, most things in life are. Most things are a chase.
I love doing it. Had a great time. Do I wish I had more cash in my pocket? Of course. But happy with the cash.
Well, listen.
Most of the people that played that didn't have cash. Here's the threshold.
Drabby, here's the threshold. Here's the question. And I know we all know the answer. Would you do it again?
100%. Do it next year.
That's the answer.
Of course I would do it again.
That's the answer. Like, there's zero hesitation.
Because I like the sweat.
He likes the chase.
I like that $10 million bag that's off in the distance that I know I'm not going to get.
Think about all the guys that didn't
But I like
to
cash.
The vast preponderance. The 80% and the 90% that didn't cash.
Yep.
It's what Cakes loves. Yeah. Even in his interview, he was like, I watch WSOP all the time.
Right, I'm a dork.
My wife gets annoyed. I watch repeats.
Yeah. No, it's great.
That's his thing.
It's part of my DNA.
It's like, I play golf, and I said, you know, I'd say 10% of the time I go home satisfied. 10%. 90% of the time, I'm trunk slamming and bitter in my car, calling a buddy, complaining.
But to me,
I still will do it. I can't wait to do it again.
Vegas is hell on earth. It's one of the worst places.
I agree with that. There's no reason for me to go back to Vegas at this point in my life other than poker.
Yeah.
That's the only reason.
It's the world's most overrated city.
But you could have, now you're there to play poker. It's kind of funny because when you went to San Diego, you did activity after activity after activity. Sure. Now you were there with your wife. Mm-hmm. You can go to Vegas and go to the Sphere and see a show. You can go see comedians.
Yeah,
you can go see concerts.
Could do that. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, and then I don't personally think this, but I've heard people say, oh, it's great for kids too because you can, there's a bunch of different activities they can do for kids.
I saw people dragging their kids around the casino. For a week, I don't know how it's great for kids. I just don't know, but they go on roller coasters, and they go to
the day when they had the wave pool and everything. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They loved it.
That's what I'm saying. That there actually are a ton of activities and ton of things to do.
Drab, we're simpatico. Yeah. I'm Team Drab. There is no reason for me to ever go back to Vegas. Other than the WSOP.
And it's also changed a ton in the last 10 to 15 years. It used to be an affordable place to maybe take your kids. Now you're gouged so bad that I just have no interest in it.
Brutal.
I mean, you pay $20 for a slice of pizza.
Yeah.
It's just kind of falling apart, too.
Well, he also was there 7 days. I mean, he was there way too long.
It's a long time. It's a long slog.
That's a long time to be in Vegas. If you were there for 3 days... You wouldn't have felt as bad.
One thing I'd say about the $20 pizza is if you go to Disney, you're doing that too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's a lot of places. Yeah. By
the way,
the
place sucks too.
Thank God for the CVS that was a block and a half away from the Paris Casino because I was there every day.
Getting like Gatorades.
Gatorades, waters, beer. You think that you don't sell an S ton of beer and liquor at that CVS a block away from the Paris Casino?
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever catch a buzz?
Catch a buzz?
You're a beer drinker, but you're just two a day.
They were pretty tall beers. So I probably did. Because look, my brain was just stressed from 12 hours of poker every day. I needed to unwind. So I would go down to the strip right on the corner and I would crack a beer at the daiquiri stand. Like people are bachelorette parties are coming in and buying daiquiris that are literally this tall. I don't know how much they cost, but then they're walking out on the strip with them, and I was just loitering with my $4 CVS beer and laughing at people spending probably $40 on overpriced daiquiris. And it didn't matter what time of day, like 2 in the morning, there's a billion people out on the strip.
Did you see any? Because the Vegas Summer League kicked off maybe the day after you left. Did you see any NBA ballers?
Didn't see any big 7-footers walking down the strip, no.
Did they allow alcohol in the poker room during the tournament?
Sure.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, you could order beers if you wanted while you're playing.
Right. But you didn't have beers during the tournament?
Did you see a lot of guys drinking?
Not a lot.
Yeah, I imagine with those guys most having that much money.
I wouldn't think they would.
Out of the field of almost 10,000, how many are women?
I think it's generally like 5% or less. Though a woman did make the final table for the first time.
5% is actually higher than I thought.
Huge. Wow. That's incredible.
That's higher than I thought.
5% or less. It might be like 3 to 5% generally women playing in the field.
Mm.
So that woman from Spain that made the final table, that's a huge accomplishment.
You know how sometimes chicks will hang out with like uglier chicks so they can be the prize? You know what I mean? Go to a poker room. You'll go from like a 5 to like an 8.
Oh, also for
I'm
the,
not kidding.
Also
just because the scarcity.
Also for
there's
the men.
None of them, and then guys just sit there for hours, and you just
that's
as the longer
true.
You sit there, you just start to get hotter.
Well, it also works on the
I mean,
on the guy.
100%
it works
true.
On the guy side too. Like,
I don't know from the guy side.
Well, I feel
I don't know
like
what you mean by that.
I feel like
Brad Pitt.
I feel like a Kenyan marathon runner when I walk around in a poker
because
room.
Of all the obese people.
Oh, just yeah. all yeah. the slobbies all yeah. over the place.
Right. Well, I mean, if you sit for a living, it's
I mean,
not good.
You're so sedentary.
Yeah.
I mean, I would have to get up and stretch my legs multiple times at every round.
And so many track suits and sweatpants.
And I, look, I'm guilty too.
Comfortable. You're sitting.
Yeah, you got to be comfortable. I was
You're
wearing
sitting the whole time.
I was wearing Vuori sweatpants and a hoodie when I got interviewed.
Were you freezing in there or no?
No, it was great.
It was.
I was wearing appropriate attire.
Okay.
I was good.
When they crank the AC, I'm uncomfortable. When it's too cold, it's uncomfortable.
Not when it's 110 degrees outside. You welcome it, even though you're inside.
Yeah. Coming up next. Let's get back into what the Nationals did in the draft. They surprised everyone with their top pick, taking Eli Willits, the shortstop from Oklahoma, switch hitting shortstop. Did they make the right pick at the top of the draft? If you want to chime in, you can call us at 1-800-636-1067.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
rooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
So last week on the show, we had Mike Rizzo on after he was fired. He came on with us one last time, and we started to talk about the Major League Baseball draft. They had the first three rounds yesterday, and all expectations with the Nationals having the top pick was they were deciding between Ethan Holliday, the son of Matt Holliday, and brother of the Orioles second baseman,
Jackson
Holliday, or they were going to take this left-handed pitcher, Kane Anderson from LSU. Well, kind of out of nowhere, they take this kid, Eli Willits, a shortstop from Oklahoma, who's a switch hitter, whose dad did play in the major leagues. Now, I looked it up.
Mm-hmm.
In six seasons, he didn't even hit one career home run.
It's all right.
He made it to the show, though.
Hey, yeah. Dude, he played.
He was a big leaguer for six years.
Yeah. He had a six-year Major League Baseball career. He played a kid's game professionally for six years. Yeah.
So the question is, do you like this pick? It's hard when you're talking about a high school kid in baseball.
Most people don't know, but what I want to hear from are the Nats faithful and then the people that were out on Rizzo and Davey. All those people. Those are the people I want to hear from because this is what you got. I mean, I don't know if Mike would have picked this kid or not. I think the general consensus is Mike might have leaned in a different direction. That's what people seem to think around here.
Mm-hmm.
But what do the Nats faithful, the people that have been pissed off at the learners, that have been pissed off, they want change, they were happy that Davey was fired and they were okay with Mike being let go because they want something different. Well, you got something different. they picked a wild card.
I think the different that they want is for the learners to actually spend some money on,
well, that's
on the roster.
Sure. That's for sure. That's a given.
Like, that's way more important to me than firing Rizzo.
No, I understand, but they've been critical of Rizzo's drafts.
Yeah.
They say that our farm system stinks. I want to hear from those people. And it's a small percentage.
Do you
but
have
the
more
really geeky people?
Do you have more
do you
faith
like this pick?
That Mike DiBartolo made a better pick than what Riz would have made?
Well, if you look at their recent top picks, right?
Give me the last 10.
Well, they took Seaver King, a shortstop.
Yeah, he's
right?
From Wake Forest. So you can't make a determination on him yet.
Dylan Cruz.
I can't make a determination.
Elijah Green.
Not looking good.
Not looking good,
that's
but still can't make a determination.
Brady House.
Leaning back.
Brady House hit two bombs in a game of this weekend.
He did,
so
yep.
Props to him.
I think Brady House has been good.
He's been good.
He was the 11th pick in 2021. Cade Cavalli in 2020. Was the 22nd pick.
He's been injured. Hopefully, he can rebound from that.
Jackson Rutledge, who you were joning on earlier, 2019, first-round pick.
They're salvaging some big league time from him, but he's not looking good.
Jackson Rutledge, ERA is?
I don't know, six.
6.9.
Yeah. Oof. It's not looking good. They've abandoned him as a starter. They're trying him in relief, and it's just not seeming
to threw him in the garbage time when they were down 4-1 yesterday.
Yeah. 2018, they took somebody named Mason Denneberg. I just looked it up. He's never made it to the big leagues. It says here he's the current punter for the UCF Knights.
Oh, he went back. He gave up on baseball.
Yeah. Seth Romero, 2017.
Well, that was a disaster.
Pick.
Sexual assault stuff.
He had a checkered history, I believe, when he was drafted.
Yep. Yeah. Continued. They drafted him just because he fell.
You know what?
Yeah.
Bad pick. Yeah. Horrible pick.
Yeah. Dane Dunning was before him, so that's kind of your last 10 drafts.
Those are all first-round picks.
All first-round. And then if you want me to throw in Carter Kieboom and Eric Fetty.
Okay.
If you want to go all the way back to 2014.
Carter Kieboom, big bust.
Fetty's been good for others. Fetty's like a fifth starter.
He's been good for others. And he had a few moments with us.
Yeah, but he didn't pitch like a first-round pick.
You know, if we want to keep going back, Giolito, 2012.
He's been good for others.
Giolito's been stud this year.
Yeah.
Brian Goodwin. It was an outfielder. Alex Meyer was a pitcher. Anthony Rendon in 2011.
Rendon was absolute stud.
And Bryce
just
Harper
turned
in 2010.
Into hot garbage.
So,
I don't know if I've ever seen
I would say this.
To have a bigger fall than
I like Rizzo.
Stark.
But I almost feel like it's hard to question the new guy because maybe they needed to try something new because for the most part, they haven't really been hitting on their draft picks.
Correct.
Now, I don't know what their percentage is compared to the league percentage because if you just go through these drafts, it is a very inexact science. It's not like you. It's not like an NBA draft.
Right, do me a favor.
And NBA drafts are different now.
I know.
But
they're all
it used to be, if you were like a top five pick in the NBA draft, you're going to be an all-star.
Yeah, but Major League Baseball drafts have been a crapshoot forever, going back to Brian Taylor and even long before that. But do me a favor. Just pick the Drabby's Mariners, okay? And again, I want to hear from the Nats faithful. The geeky guys, all you guys that have
season
all of the
ticket holders.
Oh, well, no, and the guys that have you know, subscriptions to all the analytics sites and everything. I want you guys, and that's a small percentage. The guys that listen to Ryan Clary's podcast.
The super baseball marks.
Yes. Did you like the pick?
What do you want? You
or just
want
go give me the last five
for the
or just say from 2015 to 2020. For the
Mariners.
Yeah,
they took Kate Anderson in this draft.
No, go from 2015 to 2020. Because those guys should have hit by now.
All right, 2015 to 2020.
Yeah.
In 2016, they took somebody named Kyle Lewis.
All right.
I'm trying to see if he has
doesn't
any
matter.
Big league action.
I can already tell you. You don't need Wikipedia. The Mariners have one of the best farm systems in baseball.
Well, I want to listen. I want to hear him.
I'm not saying that. I'm saying Julio Rodriguez, Novelli Marte, who they traded to the Reds, who's a star. George Kirby's one of the best pitchers in baseball.
I want to hear their first-round picks. Are those the first-round picks?
George Kirby was.
Yeah.
There you
2019.
Go.
But Evan White, Logan Gilbert, Emerson Hancock.
Logan Gilbert, stud.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Gilbert and Kirby are good.
Okay.
So you're telling me 40% are good of those five that I listed.
You'll take 40%.
I mean, they're in their starting rotation.
Yeah.
I mean, they're starters.
They also took the kid from Chantilly, Westfield High School in 2023, Johnny Farmello.
Mm-hmm.
From Centerville.
I'm on the record. I have no idea if this kid's any good or
no
not.
No idea.
And I'm not hating on it. I'm totally open to it. Let's see what happens.
The only thing that I don't love is I don't love the guys that they say we can turn them into a power hitter. I like the ready-made power hitter. You know what I mean?
It's true,
like, I'm guessing that the Holiday kid who's bigger has that. You already know he has that in him.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas this one is a potential play.
Yeah, when they said he's not bench press strong, mm-hmm. it means bird chest.
That said, I don't think like there are plenty of guys that weren't necessarily bench press strong that could hit tons of home runs. Like, I don't know, for some reason John Olerud popped into my head.
Well, there are a lot of guys like Wally Joyner,
sure.
I mean, guys that.
But you don't need to be a 40 home run guy,
right? Exactly. I mean, who cares
if he's a 20 home run guy, but he's hitting 315,
or he's on base all the time and he steals 20 bases,
or hitting 294?
Yeah.
And I don't know that James Wood is like some bench press guy.
No, I don't think
he's
so.
Got a
no. He's just a superstar.
Money stroke.
Yeah, that's all he is.
Yeah.
But that would be my hesitation. If you want to chime in, 1-800-636-1067. Like, I think also, and again, this kid might turn into a stud. And even if he does turn into a stud, it's going to be years. I might have preferred Holiday just because I'm more familiar with the bloodlines and his dad had more success.
This guy has bloodlines. This is good enough for me. He's got the bloodlines. His dad played Major League Baseball for 6 years.
Yeah, you'll take
that
every time.
Dad's a coach currently. He knows how to raise a kid to get him to the next level.
By the way, when they built their house in Oklahoma, the first thing they built was the batting cage.
Yeah.
And then he moved them into the batting cage and built the house around the batting cage. You think this kid can't hit?
Did you see how big his living room was when they did the live shot?
I did not.
Not surprised. I mean, Holiday made millions. But if you took him because you felt like he was better than Ethan Holiday, okay, that's fine. If all your scouts agree that he's just going to be a better overall player. But if you took him because of financial reasons, because you could get him signed earlier, cheaper, and you think maybe he can get to where Holiday mm-hmm. is, I do have a problem with that.
I would find it hard to believe that this guy, that DeBartolo and all, would put his whole reputation on the line to, you know, like, to save money
Well, you know, to spread the money around elsewhere.
Unless his boss has told him that's what they wanted.
If that's what the learners want and you're appeasing your bosses.
Yeah, but again, like Dreb said, they're not saving money. They're trying to spread the money around elsewhere.
Yeah.
Get guys to sign that would otherwise just go to college.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Other teams wouldn't have done that. They would have taken, maybe they would have taken Holiday one.
According to MLB Pipeline, he was the number 5 draft prospect.
Right.
So it's not like they took somebody.
The number 2 was the 18th.
Yeah. It's not like they took the guy who was ranked 55th.
Right. Exactly. I think it was one of those years. It was like the Anthony Bennett year. No clear cut number 1.
To be fair to the kid from the Angels, he was the top right hander going into the year, and his mom died of cancer.
Yeah.
Like a month ago.
Yeah.
So they said that weighed heavily on his season.
The kid from UCSB?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, they were showing a bunch of pictures.
But the point is, the other two guys that everyone was hyping up didn't go 1-2. Neither one of them. I don't know.
Well, you do wonder, though, what the Nationals will do. Because it's not like DiBartolo is going to have all this time to prove himself. Will he be interviewed for the job, or will they completely do a course correction, bring in a new general manager,
based on their track record, they'll probably just keep him. They'll probably just name him as a full-time guy. Because that's what they did with Rizzo, right? It was Stan Kasten, mm-hmm. and then Rizzo was his guy, and the Kasten moves on, and then they just give it to
Rizzo. I would hope for an actual search, because that can go the wrong way. Remember, Tommy Shepard was the lieutenant for Grunfeld for so many years, and that didn't work out so well.
I'm not saying it's the right way.
Yeah.
I'm saying that's what I expect.
Right. But the bigger factor is what Cake said, and we talked about it last week. They got to start spending some money, or they're not going to be competitive.
Correct.
I mean, Rizzo got angry when you made that Pirates comparison, but that's what they feel like right now.
Get back to me when you're spending $180 to $200 million on your roster.
You know who the two highest guys on the payroll are, right, Cakes?
Strasburg has to be one.
Yeah.
And probably Max Scherzer.
Yeah.
Yeah, guys getting deferred money.
Right, but don't you think you could get to 60, 70? Don't you think you can get to 70 wins? Obviously, the Nats may not
do it
this year.
They did last year.
Right. With a low payroll?
You should be able to.
Yeah. But I think that's the goal. Get to 70 plus wins or so.
70 wins is the goal?
No, it's not the goal. But it's get to 70 plus wins or so, prove you could do that, and then we'll start spending money.
Well, they didn't. The last 2 years they did that.
Because they didn't think they were ready. And they were right. Turns out they were right.
They got 71 wins the last 2 years.
You know what I want to see? Spending spree.
Maybe the threshold's higher. Maybe they want to get to 500.
I want wild, reckless spending.
But again, it's harder to get to 500 when you don't go out and help your lineup by signing some free agents who can hit.
Right.
Jason, did they make the right choice taking Willits?
I have no idea.
I've never
seen the kid play.
Maybe some people, of course, but maybe some people would have preferred the college-ready pitcher.
I would have taken, if I had to, not knowing anything about those two players, just what I've read, I would have taken Holiday over Willits.
And you would have taken Holiday over Anderson?
Oh, I didn't want that Spindley pitcher.
Yeah, because
I did not want him.
I mean, they need pitching, believe me, but I probably just would have taken Holiday because his brother's a stud and his dad was a stud.
Right. I have that same simplistic breakdown.
But who knows? No one knows.
Unless you work for Baseball America and watch these kids play in college and or high school, you don't know what you're talking about. You just don't. How would you know?
I mean, if Willits turns into a starting shortstop in 4 years and is good, all right, they made a good pick.
Show me your plane ticket where you flew into Oklahoma City and went and scouted him playing a high school game. Until then, get out of here.
Hey, Drab, is this the first time we should ever ask Ryan Clary for his opinion?
Ask the Stallion.
Right? He does a baseball podcast, right?
He told me last night he likes Eli. I don't know if it was his number one, but...
He said he likes it.
Yeah, he likes. He says he's excited about him.
All right.
But...
Who's not excited about him? The callers.
Yeah. Because nobody knows. Yeah. It's hard to pontificate when you don't know.
Trust me, I understand.
Couldn't they've just used a little PR boost of taking Ethan and having the Beltway rivalry, give us something to be excited about instead of waiting 5 years for a 17-year-old kid to possibly
develop.
Is this
the next Angel Reese type rant?
You are a big marketing guy.
I like it.
Right, so you're officially leaning, you don't love it.
Oh, I don't love it. Yeah. I mean, if you're not great at anything and you're the number one pick, that's just like a red flag to me.
He's great at making contact.
I'm not here for pretty good. you know.
Yeah. I mean, he did hit over.
I need him to make the big leagues. It'd be good.
He did hit over 500 in high school.
And he was, but he also was like in their Team USA whatever thing when he was like 15. Yeah. He was the youngest player on the team. He's got a pretty good pedigree.
What did Ethan Holiday hit?
I don't know.
6'11", I thought.
Right. Yeah. He was player of the year.
All those guys hit 500. I mean, that's
you can't get
all those guys hit that.
Guys drafted in the
But he's been in the pipeline for several years of the best players in the country. And he's often been the youngest. So, I mean, I don't think that it's not like they drafted a rando.
Let's hope.
They just drafted a rando for us because we're not plugged in. But, you know.
You might be right. Maybe they did draft a better player. We'll see.
I don't know.
Potential player.
We have no idea.
But I don't think it's crazy.
It's a potential play. Here's a breakdown from MLB.com. Willis has good speed and a strong arm. And he also displays good instincts in the field, qualities that scouts believe will only get better as he develops physically.
Because it's a freaking crapshoot. Yep. It always is.
Yep.
I think I read he was a co-MVP, too, when he was like 14 or something in the MLB develops like team. Like, he's been in the mix with the best players, you know?
We'll lose track of this kid for the next 3 years. Somebody will do a recall. What was that kid's name? Where's he at? What's going around with him? If it was Ethan Holiday, it would be a holiday when he comes up here. It'd be like Strasmus or whatever. It would be so much hype for this kid, especially with his brother up the road.
What were the big knocks on Holiday that people had against him? I saw that, you know, obviously he's a big guy, so he's not like some speed demon. You know, he's a different player than his brother.
Apparently, he had some dicey performances in the showcases last summer, and then the spring, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, he's 18 years old.
That's what they said, they were tweaking things.
Yeah,
I thought I heard that. Were they talking about Willits? I think they were talking about Holiday. That they're tweaking some things with his with the stroke swing. And like with his foot plant.
They were talking about his toe tap and everything. Yeah. But I mean, the kid's 6'4", 210, 215.
Right.
Stud left-hander. Now, if he ends up being a stud, he's going to be in Coors, so his number is going to be good because his number is going to jump.
Bizarre numbers.
Are these people?
He may not be a shortstop.
Are these people on hold? Have you spoken to these people? Or they just falling off. They're just calling on their own. Do you want me to go to the?
Well, that's an 85-year-old woman calling.
Oh, you just don't want to put her on.
You can answer it.
All right.
She might be entertaining.
Okay,
Eli. You saw Ty Cobb play.
Yeah, he's just like Ty Cobb.
It was a race.
Kicks.
Let's go to Sarah. Hey, Sarah.
You're faster on the base paths than me.
Hi, how are you all?
Hey, great. Sarah. Sarah's called before.
She's a real seamhead. Go ahead, Sarah.
Hi. Listen, I've been around a long time. Watched the Senators play at Griffith Stadium. And after they left, and then my husband and I were the first ones in line when the Nationals came back to town.
Nice.
Why is it we end up with bad owners and general managers? And I think the Lerner family is not into it. Like Jack Kent Cook was into the Redskins.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that they have to start from scratch. Rizzo out the door. And I don't know how long, why they let that coach stay so long.
Baby.
That until we get, you know, good talent in there and keep the talent. I mean, what we're doing right now is it's a campground for everybody that comes in, and then we trade them off.
I know. We're a feeder system. I get it. We're a feeder system for everybody else. By the way, did you watch the draft? Are you that locked in that you watched the draft yesterday?
No, I was on vacation. My grandson came running in, and the first thing he said is, Rizzo is out. And I said, hallelujah.
She doesn't even know. Thank you, Sarah.
She wanted to move on from Rizzo.
She's pretty loose for an 85.
Yeah. I'm not sure she was aware there was a draft yesterday, though.
It's okay. That's what we've been talking about. I'll give her a pass.
All right. Got to take a break if you want to chime in. 1-800-636-1067.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. This story out of the UK, where a gym has banned women over 24 for a few hours of the day.
Why?
Peak hours.
What's the rationale? They only want like...
They say that the gym between 4 to 7 p.m. Yeah. Monday through Friday is exclusively for females aged 12 to 24.
Why?
I think they want to create a safe... They said they wanted to create a safe environment for younger female members.
So for 3 hours every day, it's just for 12 to 24-year-old women?
Yes.
I mean, if they felt like they're a bunch of creepy guys, just like...
I think it's a female-only gym, like, though.
Oh, it's a female-only gym. Oh, okay.
I don't get it. I mean, I can't imagine in a female-only gym that older women are being mean to younger women. I don't know. I just can't imagine that on the whole.
Don't have an explanation.
I could maybe wrap my brain around, hey, they want to try to avoid creepy dudes. Just let them get in and get out and feel comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I guess I could maybe buy that.
Yeah.
But in a female-only gym? They're worried about being bullied or whatever, not feeling safe by the older women.
I think that's part of the rationale. Now, there were people speculating online once this story went viral that maybe they're actually trying to generate like some marketing for the influencer types. You know, the people that come in and video themselves and put it out there. Also to try and make the gym look cool. But I don't know why you ban, say, a 35-year-old woman during those 3 hours.
All I know is in multiple elevator trips at the Paris Hotel Casino Resort, I never pressed floor number 3, which was a hybrid.
The gym salon.
It was gym. It was, I believe, pool.
Yeah.
And of course, you're in Vegas, chapel.
Oh.
So you can get married on the third floor along with getting a workout and getting a swim.
Nice.
I would assume every big casino out there has like a chapel.
I had no idea. Been to Vegas 100 times. I had no idea that they had so many chapels.
The Paris has a chapel on site if you want to get hitched.
So the gym also said that it was to offer a dedicated and comfortable space during busy hours for young members who attend school or university.
Well, 93% of the gym members said it was unreasonable.
Uh-huh.
Once a week, fine. 1 hour a day, fine. 3 hours every weekday after work, I'm canceling.
Yeah, I think I would cancel,
I can
too.
Understand that, too.
I mean, that's when everybody wants to use it.
Yeah.
That's when literally everybody wants to go. 4 to 7, prime time. Now, I thought you were doing it like they just wanted like the hottest of the hot, but they've taken this down all the way down to like 12. So it's not that.
Well, it's possible that they're just using the younger
to protect the other.
To protect the ones they really want, you know, in their 18 to 24 or something. I don't know.
It doesn't make sense, though. But yeah, because it makes no sense. Like, what do you care if it's a women-only gym? It's not like you're attracting the general public, right? It's very specific who you're attracting. I don't know. It doesn't make any sense. I know at one point my wife did belong to a regular gym and then a women's only gym.
Ah.
And it was bizarre to me.
Mm-hmm.
But she did various activities in different ones.
Got it.
Yeah, but it's probably not that different. I know there are female members, but country clubs are mostly men.
Right. Right. No, I have no problem with a female only gym. It's fine. I just didn't understand why she belonged to both. A regular gym and a female.
You used to
gym.
Pay for double. Two different cables.
Yeah.
Seems to be a big old tradition.
I had a reason. Yeah.
Are there gyms exclusively for men?
I don't even know.
Not sure.
I don't even know.
Right?
Maybe some of those like, no, not even. I was going to say those big bodybuilding gyms, but they have women that get hardcore into that.
Why would there be a need for a men's only gym?
I don't understand.
That'd be, you know what you just described? The worst gym ever.
Yeah, I mean,
right?
What guy's going to sign up to go to a guy's only gym?
Not many. Be honest. Don't a lot of people go to gyms just for the people watching? Because you can get home gym equipment. You can get good workout at home.
Yeah.
Maybe not as good as a gym.
Maybe for some socializing, but you definitely, like, I will never, ever even make eye contact with a woman at a gym.
Yeah,
because you want to be.
I don't want to be that guy.
Yeah.
I don't want to be in one of Joey Swole's videos.
Yeah, you don't want to be in his videos.
Yeah, I don't.
Eyes
down.
You don't
want to
walk. You don't want to walk across an influencer's like camera and get.
Hey, you can try that all you want, but sometimes nature just takes over.
That's true. That's true.
The quickest eye twitches on the planet.
Yeah. When you go to a gym, because I don't go to gym. I've always had home gym. Always getting back to college. Do you know, I go to hotel gyms when I travel and that sort of thing. But do you see like people like doing TikToks and all that? Like, is that something that you see a lot?
I was in someone's video the other day, but they were like, these were like serious workout videos.
So
like
the
women at the gym that Valdez and I go to, they're CrossFit competitors.
Yeah, yeah.
So
they're making CrossFit content. They're there
not for Instagram. They're there making videos to like break down their techniques or whatever.
Look at their form.
Yeah.
But they're not doing it for content creation.
No. You don't see a ton of it.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, I go to a big gym.
Yeah. You don't see a ton of people like. No. Just
I thought
doing
Lifetime
shit.
Bans that.
They might.
Pretty sure. Because there's an influencer that I follow. She's always had her tripod in the gym.
Yeah.
Like some mom, and she got told to take that out of there.
Oh, she did.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because people like don't want to be in the background of your gym videos posted on Instagram.
Yeah. I know also like some golf courses, you know, a lot of golf content people, some golf courses won't let you like do golf content because you slow everything down. Got all your
all those marshals, they probably get so wrecked.
Yeah, you got all these guys in their
carts. 80-year-olds have no
cameras.
Idea what TikTok is.
Yeah. They don't want all these people there.
I played a few times with my wife and she wasn't filming for that reason, like to put it online. She was filming because she wanted to look at her swing when she was learning.
Right. Mm.
And it was driving me nuts because there were people behind us. I was like, what are you doing? She's like, can you just film me? I was like, we got to go. Pick up the ball. Let's go. Like you're learning.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. No, that, you got to do that on the range.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's fine on the range.
Yeah. No, we were doing it like right in the middle of fairway.
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah.
That is tragic.
You can't do that.
Then she'd hit a dribbler.
Around.
I'm you like, can maybe pick it up.
In the evening when no one's around. Right.
Yeah, if you're the last people on the course.
You can't do that at noon on a Tuesday.
Right.
Yeah. Didn't go well.
Yeah.
I tell you, I hate when I'm on a green and there's guys in their carts sitting right there at the tee box, or if I'm on a green and guys are standing up on the tee box on a par three, I hate that. I don't want anybody. I want like an entire hole separating me from the guys behind me. I hate getting rushed. Hate it.
Like to take your time.
Yeah.
No, I know.
Play at your own pace.
But that's it's like kind of on you though.
Huh?
That's kind of on you usually.
Well, no, because maybe the guys in front of you are just too slow.
Yeah.
No, I believe me, I play fast, and my guys play fast, but it kind of just depends on the groups up in front of you, but I can't stand it. It's like when you're driving on the beltway and someone's on your ass.
Mm-hmm.
I hate it.
Oof. Yeah, I don't like it either, but what can you do? That is
part of
the deal. Yeah.
All right, coming up next, we'll switch gears, open up EB's entertainment page here on The Fan.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.